Welcome to the Inside Electronics Podcast, an Endeavor Business Media production. This podcast brings you the latest in technology, trends, and issues for the embedded electronics engineering community with your host, Alex Paul. Hi, I'm Alex Paul, and I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Inside Electronics, where we talk about the electronic design engineering space. Today, we're going to talk about advanced automotive driving systems with Stefania Cesia. She's the Senior Director, Head of Global Application Marketing of Automotive over at uBlox. So, hi, Stefania. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Alex, and thank you for this warm welcome.
There's a lot going on in the advanced automotive space, right?
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. As you know, we are really facing a revolution into the autonomous driving because we are moving from an AD level 2 type of solution to an AD level 3 type of solution. So we are used to have humans behind the wheel so that know how to handle uncertainties because of different conditions on the road. And now all of a sudden, this responsibility is for the vehicle to make sure that they take the right decisions in order to maneuver, in order to decide simply how the vehicle should move. So we are really at a revolutionary era, and we are proud in uBlox to be part of that with a new positioning solution that is providing safety and integrity.
You were just talking about level 2 and level 3 and the like. How far up the scale does your solution apply?
So our solution, actually, we are talking about a USAFE solution, that is our safety and high integrity type of solution, applies for all those type of application that requires safety and integrity. Typically for AD level 3 up to AD level 5, there is a very strong requirement in terms of safety and integrity. But we have seen also that for AD level 2, in certain cases, car OEM would like to have platforms that can scale from AD level 2 to AD level 3. They want to be ready. So these solutions could apply also for AD level 2. We strongly believe that there are other applications, like, for example, the vehicular to X technology, so vehicle to everything type of technology, the V2X, that going forward, in particular, when you wanted to use information that is exchanged through communication, and use this information in order to take this into account into the decision process, then also in this case, you will need to have high integrity, high trustworthiness of the data that is exchanged, and hence also high level of safety.
When you're talking about the data and the integrity of the data, when I think of ADAS, I think of GPS information, I think of vehicle data, I think of maybe road information and potentially telemetry coming in from the vehicle to everything situation. Can you please define how your solution addresses these systems and what systems it reinforces the integrity of?
Here we are talking about a positioning solution. A positioning solution that is based on GNSS type of technology, so satellite-based type of technology. This solution is in particular providing an absolute position, an estimate of the absolute position that provides on top of the position also integrity information, such as the protection level, that is a bounding box around the vehicle, basically, that is calculated at very high level of integrity. Here we are talking about one error out of, for example, 1 million of our driven. So we are talking about a target integrity risk in the order of 10 to the minus 6, 10 to the minus 7. So those are the type of solutions that we are talking about today, and we believe that this is really the future of the positioning solutions.
You say creating this integrity, developing this level of safety and positioning. How do you achieve that?
We provide these by defining an integrity concept. So the integrity concept is, first of all, is based on two different type of standards. On one side, there is the ISO 26262 that deals with the malfunctions that can happen because of hardware and software faults. On the other side, there is the SOTIF standard, that is the safety of the intended functionality, defined by the ISO 21448. And this deals with an integrity concept that considers the end-to-end, the environment where the vehicle is operating. So our solution is basically created out of two different components. On one side, we have an A9 platform, which is our hardware, the ninth generation of our hardware platform, that is developed according to the ISO 26262, This hardware is already available into the market, into a running fleet, so it's a proven technology. And we are already into the development of the second generation of firmware. On top of that, we have a second component that is called the PointSafe. This is powered by GMV, that is our partner. We have announced our partnership in March with GMV, that is a leader into positioning solution for civil aviation. And they translate this now into the automotive business as well. They also have these components, software components and correction service components that end up being PointSafe. This component is also proven into the market already. So PointSafe, as I mentioned, is a combination between software solution that is host-based. It can be integrated in any host that supports functional safety. And it is complemented by the use of a safe correction service. That is a cloud-based correction service that helps to achieve the right level of integrity and the right level of accuracy. All this becomes a USAFE solution, and as uBlocks, we are commercializing this solution. We are simplifying the supply chain for our customers, first of all, because we are the point of contact for our customers. And on the other side, we are providing this solution with pre-integration, pre-validation, pre-certification that also simplifies the effort from our customer point of view and simplifies simply all the certification process and the validation process and integration process for our customers.
When you think of it like that, we have the issue of deploying the system within the vehicle, which requires some type of dialing in, making sure it's optimized to work. How much do you work with your clients to ensure that they integrate your solution properly into their vehicles?
We are not only providing the solution to our customer, but we are also providing support to our customers. So we are providing engineering and development support in order for our customer to integrate our solution into their architecture. One of the key value of this solution is that it can be integrated in different type of architectures depending on our customer strategy and the choices. It can be integrated into a single ECU or in a dedicated, this software can be integrated into a dedicated host. So we are supporting our customers in order to do this process of integration and then also helping them with all the documentation necessary in order to achieve the certification.
When you think about that whole aspect and the design in challenges and the deployment challenges, let's say I want to include your system into my solution. What do? I walk up to the front door, I knock, and I say, make my car safer. What's the process? How do I go about getting involved with you to get this done?
Well, typically we are engaged with many Tier 1 and many OEMs, car OEM already, in order to discuss the portfolio of solution at uBlocks. So the best way is to get in touch with the regular channel, sales channels from uBlocks and start having a discussion about what is the use case that you would like to consider and which kind of solution would be the most appropriate for your use case.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about going forward now. The state of the sophisticated electronic car is a moving target. The systems that are in place this year are not going to be the same systems in place next year and the year following. They're going to get better, obviously, possibly more integrated. A lot of things are going to happen. What's uBlocks doing to make sure they stay on top of the trends in developing cars?
So as uBlocks, of course, we are in contact with the major player of the ecosystem, and we try to anticipate the needs for the ecosystem. Already from the research point of view, we are working on disruptive type of algorithms in order to go on and improve even further, actually, those bounds that provide integrity. This is shown by several research publications that we have. And I think that in the next year, probably what will become quite important is the possibility to have those kind of performance in different type of scenarios, in even more challenging type of scenarios like urban canyon and so on.
Before I let you go, Stefania, leave us a little bit of information, advice, view. What would you like our audience to come away from this conversation with?
Well, I think that honestly, maybe some concluding remarks from my side is that I'm really, really excited to be part of all of this. I think that first of all, from the technical point of view, This is something that is extremely challenging because here we are talking about, integrity, performance in the order of 10 to the minus 10, 10 to the minus 7, which means that we need to model those errors that are happening very, very rarely. So this, from a technical point of view, is challenging and is intriguing. And then from the other side, I believe that it's really an interesting era because of this revolution from the AD level 2 to the AD level 3, then AD level 4, AD level 5. And I'm really excited to see where it goes.
I am as well. And you made me think of something. So before I let you go, I wanted to talk a little bit more about this aspect. How much can this technology be ported out to other remote applications, autonomous applications? Like, can it help robots? Can it help drones? Or is it specifically for ADAS type systems?
Well, our first priority is autonomous driving here and automotive. This technology, for example, can be used for last mile deliveries, for example. It could be considered also for agriculture type of machinery, but our first application is definitely automotive.
Excellent. Well, I know the automotive people will be glad to hear you say that. So, Stefania, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Inside Electronics, the podcast on the embedded engineering community. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any episodes. Check out the next episode in 2 weeks, where our host Alex Paul will bring you the latest news, trends, and personalities from the electronic design community.